Addison Wiggin is with us of Agora Publishing, Financial Publishing, which is a Baltimore firm. One of their products is the Daily Reckoning newsletter, which is terrific if you have a certain mindset. Most Daily Reckoning, you know, what would you call them? Reckoners, isn't that what you call them?
Yeah, Reckoners. Daily Reckoners.
Most Reckoners are, shall we say, skeptics, right?
Yeah, that's a fair assumption.
Realists, not Pollyannish.
No, they have experience with the real world, so they're looking for ways to manage their own money primarily, but they're skeptical of political promises and even the kind of tripe that we get from Wall Street from time to time.
But they tend to be investors, and therefore, with the market wildly gyrating, they've indicated a certain amount of concern, if not panic, right?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, we convened a teleconference among all of our editors. Our editors are scattered throughout the country and even overseas. And we convened them on the phone and did a teleconference because our readers were writing in a panic. They're wondering, with the market swings last week, mm-hmm. up 500 one day, down 400 the next, what's going on? We were trying to get a litmus test of what our editors were thinking. But also, we have the sense that that kind of volatility leading into September and October, which are historically not good times for the market, especially when the economy looks like it's turning back around down. We wanted to get a sense of what people were doing to prepare their own portfolios, because that type of volatility makes people throw their hands up in the air, and then they get nervous, and the panic button is hit much easier. And that's what we're expecting going into September and October, is we're probably going to have a much tougher market than we saw even coming into August, which is important because if you compare the 3 weeks from July 21st of 2011 mm-hmm. to today with 2008, which was the last real tough bear market we saw on Wall Street, the market dropped faster in the past 3 weeks than it did in those months that caused the financial panic of 2008.
And what's disturbing about that is that every effort made by the Fed and by the government acting in concert has been to bolster stock market valuations.
Absolutely. Everything they've done. And we actually expected the market to begin going down at the end of June when mm-hmm. the second quantitative easing program, where the Fed was actually injecting money directly into the economy, when that came to an end on June 30th, we expected the market to begin falling. It actually peaked on the week before, but because of the sideshow that was going on over the debt ceiling debate in Washington, the real selling didn't start until the third week of July.
For years, you folks at the Daily Reckoning have been recommending buying gold when it dips and selling stocks when they rally. And, of course, you've had the satisfaction of riding gold all the way up. It's not at a historic high, by the way, friends, because the devaluation of the dollar since 1980 means it isn't there, but it's close. But now do you get nervous about gold being a bubble itself?
I do get nervous, but I do think there's a long... We're in the beginning of the cycle. Until the deficit situation and the debt that became the source of
the empire of debt.
Right, exactly. The political theater we saw over the last couple of weeks in Washington. Until that's resolved, gold is going to be a flight to safety trade. It's a bet against the system. If they're nervous about the dollar, if they're nervous about the political situation, if they're nervous about the stock market, they buy gold, and we've seen it peak over 1800 in the last week.
I bet another reason, one of the reasons is that it is the exact opposite of the devaluation of the dollar. That's one of the things that causes gold to rise. But another thing it would seem to me is that if you park a lot of money in T-bills, you're basically guaranteeing yourself a real loss. So maybe it's a hedge against that as well.
Well, it is a hedge, but an interesting thing happened in 2008, and we're seeing it again. Both the dollar index and treasuries have rallied.
Relative safety. 10:25, we'll take a break. And again, don't be reticent. You can join us, 410-467-WBAL, the phone number, Addison Wiggin of of Agora Financial Publishing and the Daily Reckoning, co-author of Empire of Debt with Bill Bonner, is our guest. Yesterday, I mentioned, Addison Wiggin, that it was the 40th anniversary of President Nixon removing our currency from the gold standard and basically turning the world currencies into all fiat currencies. That is, in other words, ones that exist only by the faith and the issuers. And this is something near and dear to your heart, right?
Well, absolutely. I've written, that's been the core of much of the work in the Daily Reckoning. And I wrote a book called The Demise of the Dollar, which looks at the launch of the what we call the Great Dollar Standard Era, mm-hmm. because the dollar serves as the world currency, world reserve currency. Most central banks, most big corporations trade in dollars, and most people around the world use it to preserve their wealth. But in 1971, as you point out, any last link between it and gold,
actual value,
right, was taken apart. Nixon made the decision to break down the Bretton Woods exchange rate system, which allowed foreign governments to take their dollars, hand them back to the U.S. and get gold in exchange. And he said, no more. You can't do that anymore.
And the abolition of that led to us being able to live much higher on the hog than we actually could afford, which led to this trouble.
Right. Absolutely. As well. And yesterday was a 40-year anniversary. And if you look in the scope of history of money in the world, 40 years is not that long.
Oh, it's not.
And one of our contributors, Dr. Mark Faber, he's pretty famous for saying the dollar is going to return to its intrinsic value, which is zero because it's a piece of paper. It doesn't have any value, and that's where we're going over time.
I couldn't agree more.